It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-a-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween.
Beware the Astro Zombies. They mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood pill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color.
We'll be right back. was a teenage werewolf, the most terrifying picture of our time. I was a teenage werewolf, fantastic, bewildering, a motion picture to stand beside the greatest horror stories of all time.
This is Jeffrey from Mediocrity is the New Genius. This is our Halloween 2013 podcast. What we've done is gone ahead and compiled some soundtracks and movie trailers from film and television and a few songs that I think, quite frankly, they just kind of scare the shit out of me when I'm listening to it. I don't know. Hoping it'll do the same to you. If you're wondering why it's in there, that's the reason why. You know, we always provide a list of all the music that we're using on this podcast, so look for it.
Dracula. Dracula, the most terrifying lover the world has ever known.
Who will be his bride tonight?
Horror of Dracula.
Dracula, dead and yet alive for 600 years.
Dracula, the human vampire who lusts for human blood. NBC Horror of Dracula. The greatest shock story of them all now achieves new heights of motion picture suspense.
See Horror of Dracula and watch the fiend who rises each night from his coffin bed to seek the rendezvous that alone can keep him alive.
See Horror of Dracula and watch those who came to destroy a monster stay to become his victim.
See Horror of Dracula,
but don't dare see it alone.
The chill of the tomb won't leave your blood for hours.
Horror of Dracula, all new and in flaming.
We'll be right back. building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. And he's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
We walked arm in arm, but I didn't feel his touch. The desire I'd first tried to hide, that tingling inside, was gone. And when he asked me, "Do you still love me?" I had to look away. I didn't want to tell him that my heart grows colder with each day. When you love, we'd work things out, and I didn't want to tell him, but it was then I had to say. Over the times we've shared, it's all blackened out, and my bat lightning heart wants to fly away.
Tears. this place. It's got me like a ghost town.
We'll be right back. Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. A perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep.
Of the monsters, Boris Karloff, telling you about the haunted strangler.
How do you do? Imagine, if you please, a black, moonless night. You're on a street, alone in the darkness. Suddenly, out of the shadows, there is a furtive movement. Another poor soul has met the haunted strangler. And you will meet this monstrous madman, too, when you see my new motion picture, The Haunted Strangler. You won't forget it.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake,
boots and knockers wane and wake,
happy haunts materialize,
and begin to vocalize,
grim bringing ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
For a silly spook, they sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grim ghosts come out to socialize. As the moon climbs high over the dead oak tree,
spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek
and harmonize.
Grim green ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
ghosts dream where spirits swell.
Restless bones etherealize.
Flies as spooks of every size.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are,
Literally. That was the main theme song from True Blood, which we all know next season is their last season. Not gonna say I didn't see that coming. You gotta know when to pull the plug. Before that, we had Misfits, Last Caress. Before that, Lou Reed, Perfect Day, and the Specials. This town is gonna be like a ghost town. Spooky. You're listening to MITNG.org. I'm Jeffrey. This is our Halloween podcast, 2013. Threw a lot of obscure stuff in there. Some of you hardcore horror fanatics will definitely know some of those tracks. If not, guys, you know we provide a listing of all the tracks we use in the info section. So feel free. Real quick shout out to the boys at UAT in Phoenix, Arizona. Paul, David, thanks for everything, man. Thanks for hooking up our YouTube channel episodes. They're amazing. Can't thank you enough. You're a godsend. My two writers, Casey Taylor out of Olympia, Washington, and my boy Ryan Robinson representing Vancouver, BC. And remember the big giveaway. Two of the most amazing writers I've ever known. Much passion, much heart. I can't thank you enough. You know, you can always follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Google+, MySpace, YouTube. We're there. Share. Tell your friends about us. Like the comments. Do what you do. It's gonna be a great Halloween. Pump this bad boy. Let people know. I'm gonna leave you with some words. Don't eat too much candy. Wear the garlic. Silver bullets are always nice. And I think that's about it. That's about it. I hope your Halloween is a wonderful one. Until next time.